This sermon is called Easter from the Backside. Now, there's an image I want you to see. It's on your screen right now. If you enter my house front door, this is what you see. It's ordered, it's organized, the colors match. There's even a dining room table already set for Easter Sunday. If you enter my house from the front side, you will get a sense, I hope, of invitation and of welcome. But if you enter my house from the back side, from the mudroom, this is what you see. I promise you, there are packages that have not made their way to their destination. There are shoes that are ripped off and haven't found. There are coats not yet hung up. There are very ready to be done and dry cleaning that just has made its way upstairs. If you enter my house from the backside, that's what you see. It's chaotic, and it may be a little frightening to the uninitiated. And Easter is the same. When you and I enter Easter through the front door, it's like what you just heard. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. You enter through flowers and flowing banners. You enter through the shouts of hallelujah. You enter through the joy of the risen conquering Savior. When you enter Easter through the front door, it's good. It's bright. It's joyful. And here at Community Church, when you enter Easter through the front door, there's an Easter Sunday brunch. But today, this year, we didn't enter Easter through the front door. We entered from the backside. We entered being physically separated and socially isolated. We entered wearing plastic gloves and face masks and burdened by a virus whose name we didn't even know when Lent began. We entered Easter through the backside. And we are not alone. The women in the Gospel of Mark entered that first Easter Sunday through the backside. I can't imagine their grief. They had just gone through hell. The one they loved, the one they called Savior, they watched crucified. And while they didn't come with plastic gloves, grief hung to them closer than latex has ever clung to our body. Though they didn't wear masks, their pain covered more than their faces. And I can't be mad at them because I know what grief will do. I know it will rob you of your hope. I know what anxiety will do. It will blind you to what's before you. I cannot be mad at those women in the Gospel of Mark because I understand what it is when your hope is gone and your future seems sealed off to you the way they thought that tomb would be sealed. They entered Easter from the backside. Their hearts were broken. Their spirits were crushed. And I imagine their gait was slow as they walked toward the tomb. I imagine they worried indeed. The text tells us they didn't know how they would roll the stone away. I imagine they were almost dead themselves. I can't be mad at them. Because I think I would have been in the same place if I had entered that first Easter Sunday from the backside. And even when the man in white showed up, the Gospel of Mark, it's only one, but when he showed up and he said to them, you heard it so beautifully, when he said to them, why are you here? I know you're seeking Jesus, the Nazarene, but come, see the place where he lay. He is not here, he is risen. Even when they heard the good news, so heavy was their hurt, so hard was their disappointment, so diminished even hear it. The miracle they missed. Their pain robbed them of the unfolding story of Christ's resurrection. And the text tells us. The text tells us so broken were they by entering from the backside that they ran away terrified and astonished and they told no one.
Beloved,
we enter Easter this day from the backside. But that's why the story of the women in Mark 16 is so important to us. I'm not mad at anyone who has had a hard time getting up for this Easter. I'm not angry. I'm not disappointed in anyone whose spirit has been weighed down by what we've seen. I understand, because when you come in from the backside, that's what's going to happen. But beloved, God gave us that story in Mark 16 so that we might see the cautionary tale, that we might watch our sisters be afraid, and we might learn their story, and we might be made wiser by their story. For they did not know that Jesus was already on his way to Jerusalem. They heard the words, but they couldn't imagine it. But you and I have seen miracles in our lives in this very space. I have heard fathers tell about their daughters being saved by less than an inch from a truck accident. I have heard husbands talk about cancer treatments that introduced he and his wife to new friends and new power in this place. I've heard mothers tell about reunion with their daughters, and I've heard husbands talk about being made newly in love with their wives in this place. I've seen a husband look into the eyes of his wife with his mother sitting behind him and say, my heart attack was a widowmaker, but God's love brought me back. We're wiser than the women. We've seen more miracles. They've happened even when the prayer was not answered in the way we wanted, even when the diagnosis still seemed hard. In this place, you have stood before me and prayed out loud, though it's not what I want, God's got me in the palm of his hand. You've stood in this place and said, though it is difficult, yet will I trust him. The women in Mark 16 just didn't know. They didn't see the miracle the way we do from our 21st century perspective. So beloved, even though we've entered Easter through the backside, like the writer of the hymn says, and we'll close with this hymn, now with Christ we soar. Just like the writer in Mark said, he's not here, he isn't. Beloved, you and I, though we come through the backside, we are meant to rise up. We are meant to soar. We're meant to rise up and take on his love and his power, that we might go out into this world and tell somebody else. Difficult sometimes. It can be hard sometimes, but still the one we love will enable us to rise. We are meant to rise up and work for justice when we see injustice around us. We are meant to rise and rise up and speak truth to power and love in situations where love seems lost. We're meant to rise. We're meant to rise. And as we rise, not on our own power, as we rise on the power of the risen Christ, we stand as symbol, we stand as sign, we stand as hope, not because of who we are, but because of who is in us. It doesn't matter how you enter Easter, front side or back side, it matters that you enter. For when we come in glorious understanding that the words of that man in white are true, when we come into the glorious understanding that death, hell, and the grave could not hold him down, when we come into the glorious understanding that he said, I am with all power in my hands, and that power he promises to share with us, when we rise with the glorious understanding that the love of Christ abounds to all, that it fills us, that it enables us, that it blesses us, that it cleanses us, that it forgives us, that it stands us in good stead with the love of God. I'm not mad at the women, because they were going to learn. They would soon know that Christ indeed was risen. I'm not mad at the disciples who died. I'm mad at like Thomas who said, I'm not sure I believe this. I'm grateful for their fear. I'm grateful for their trembling. I'm grateful for their doubt, because each of us has been in a place, maybe right now. But what I want to say is come closer. Come closer into this day we celebrate as Resurrection Sunday. Just have enough faith to take a tiny little step. Because no matter how you enter Easter, Easter will enter you. And God, who loves you, will hold you. Will hold you until you are able and till you are ready to stand and proclaim He is risen. Will hold you. Will be with you until you have power enough to say, for God I live and for God I die. Will hold you. Will love you until you are able, until you are ready to tell the world about a Savior who lives inside and who blesses through you and through me. Make no mistake, beloved. Resurrection Sunday came that we might be transformed. It did not come so we would stay inside the walls of the church. It came that we might be changed and we might go and tell the world. The women in Mark 16 weren't ready that morning, but they became ready. You and I, whether ready in this moment or not, if we lean into Him, if we trust Him, if we come into Easter, if we say, God, I'm waiting. Fill me with your joy. That day, that Easter moment will come. We began by singing this day, Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. But the second verse of the song we're going to close with just now is, soar we now with Christ. Babe, I want you to put on your wings. I want you, even if you don't think you can soar, just put them on in your mind's eye and flap them once or twice, because the moment will come when you are ready to soar, because Christ is risen and He loves you and is ready for you to join Him in the celebration of a day we call resurrection, because you, I, we are a resurrection people. Come, beloved. See the words on your screen. Come, beloved. Be ready to sing with your whole heart. Come, beloved. Christ is risen. Now we soar. Let the day continue. Let Christ's love flow.